This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean, and we are kicking straight into high gear today on the show. You know, why spend an hour pottering around?
Always hit the ground running.
Diving straight in with the guests. Joining us now in the studio is Sam Hippens, member for Paran from the Victorian Greens. Hi, Sam.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for coming and joining us today. Now, the Victorian Greens have announced that they plan to reintroduce a bill that will protect students and teachers at faith-based schools across the state from discrimination, which, let's be honest, is a very good thing to hear at the moment, because we're just at the tail end of finding out what's going to be happening with the religious discrimination bill, and it's pretty concerning.
Yeah, that's right. Well, look, casting our minds back to when the Ruddock Review into religious freedom came out, and, you know, there was outrage across the community when people actually realised that these laws that allow for discrimination of LGBTI students and teachers were actually in place. And we had a lot of promises back then. A lot of promises from the federal government. We're going to sort this out. Well, fast forward till now.
Yeah, here we are, 2 years later.
They're not sorting it out.
No.
In fact, they're going the other direction, and in fact, potentially entrenching discrimination even further across our community. So I think what the Greens are planning to do is really put this now, the changes to state laws, back on the agenda.
Yeah.
And really, I get the message out there that, look, we can't trust the federal government to act. It's now going to be onto the state government to step up, just like they've done in other areas where the federal government have, completely missed the mark on climate change, on infrastructure and other areas. The onus is now going to be on the state government now to change laws here in Victoria. And that's why we're putting forward this bill, to really put it on the agenda.
I mean, it's a good thing, I guess, that it's on the agenda, but what can seem really confusing for some people is the fact that we are looking at things from a state and federal level, and what that all means, and the confusion that can create.
Well, look, to be honest, federation.
Yeah. Is part of introducing this bill to try and put a focus on the fact that things aren't okay, and we can't just sit down and say, you know, what's potentially being put forward is not right. We have a responsibility within our own state to make sure that we're protecting the needs of the communities.
That's absolutely right. And we can't wait for the federal government to act. It's actually now the state government can act. They can introduce laws to Victorian laws to protect Victorian students. And really, that's something that now we'd urge and we'd hope that the Victorian government does.
A lot of people were really concerned when they discovered just how much there wasn't protection for students and teachers a couple of years ago. And with so much happening and so much going on, it seems kind of odd that we don't have these kind of protections in place already.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's absolutely outrageous, quite frankly, that these protections aren't in place that allow for the discrimination against LGBTI teachers and students at faith-based schools. And the reality is the reality for many of those students is it's actually these laws are quite insidious, where there aren't that many examples people come forward of direct discrimination, although there are some, probably because they have no recourse before the law to actually raise these issues.
Yeah.
But what it does is it creates a terrible power imbalance for a young LGBTI student who might be, afraid to really disclose their sexuality or to...
We forget that for some students, they're in these environments and they can't actually be themselves.
That's right.
And it's not a minor thing, being able to be yourselves, talk about your sexuality. It's not... exploring it is the wrong word that I want to use, because we're not talking about exploring your sexuality in school, but being able to talk about who you are is so fundamental to being comfortable with who you are. And we know how important that is in a learning and schooling environment.
Yeah, that's right. And if you're fearful about the ramifications of coming out, and having these laws in place essentially means that young people are living with fear that they will be discriminated against and can't live truly how they are.
It's fine. It's not just about the young people as well, though, but also adults, teachers, people who work, and let's face it, school environments, a lot of students are spending more time in school with teachers and learning from them than they are with their parents. You know, it's really important the role in which they play.
Well, a lot of the some of the feedback that I've gotten from gay or lesbian teachers is that they simply won't apply for jobs at faith-based schools because they don't know whether discrimination is behind the door, if you will. And so that's really cutting off a whole, you know, really limiting in terms of their job prospects. And that's just how insidious this these laws are, by essentially really lifting faith-based schools out of the anti-discrimination laws that we need, that we all rely on, but then essentially lifting these schools and organisations out of them. It just creates a really horrible environment.
It is sort of about the image that it creates as us, as a not just as a state, but as a country. I mean, how do you think that these sort of things like the religious discrimination bill and like these laws that are currently in place makes us look on a global scale?
Well, terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look good nationally, does it? So if it looks bad from we're standing inside and looking at it, it looks really bad.
And yeah. This is Victoria.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be the progressive state. We're supposed to be the progressive state with the most progressive government. Yet, unfortunately, we've got these laws still in place. And I think now this year we've had a lot of, granted, we've had a lot of really good progress in terms of LGBT equality and law reform in this government. And I think clearly now in 2020, this is the one area that's missing. And so I'd be urging the government to take that next step and really change the law here in Victoria.
So Victoria Greens are hitting the ground running at the start of 2020 and reintroducing this bill. Wasn't successful before, but is it that the bill is different now or changed, or it's just that it's still important to be put forward and it's still important to make sure we're fighting for that equality?
We're putting this on the agenda. And look, ideally, I'd like to see the government come back with their own bill.
That would be really nice.
That would be the ideal world. So we're putting it on the agenda now.
Yeah.
We'll see what's going to happen with this terrible religious freedom bill federally.
Yeah.
And then we'll look to see what steps we take with our bill, whether we further flesh that out and what that might look like. But, you know, we'd really be keen to see the government actually introduce their own bill and get change here.
The religious freedom bill is causing a lot of concern for a lot of people. The deadline for people to be able to put forward any issues they have in regard to it is the end of this month. It's a couple of days away. If you haven't done that already and want to, we'll share the details up on our social media so that you can. But it's really important for us to be thinking about how we can protect ourselves, because what's being put forward currently is really concerning.
It is. Not only does it entrench these discriminatory laws that are already in place, it could extend it to other workplaces, to other schools, to public schools. It actually extends these exemptions and these this freedom to discriminate even further into our community. And this is really going against where we've been going for the last, you know, 10, 20, 30 years of anti-discrimination legislation. It's taking us back.
Yeah.
And this is in direct contrast to what the promises were made not that long ago.
Yeah, well, Sam, thank you so much for coming and joining us today on the show and talking about this. Victoria Greens are certainly putting it on the agenda and hitting the ground running. You know, it's the start of the year. It's just before Pride March is this weekend.
It is.
It's a time where we stand up and stand tall and stand up for equality and show who we are. And I think it's great that you guys have announced this earlier, letting the communities in Victoria know that you're not waiting. You're not sitting around and waiting for a religious freedom bill to be put forward and whatever that may be. And you're standing up for the rights of those students and teachers that need it, because everyone needs to be safe for who they are and to be able to be who they are in those environments.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, let's make good on the promise of what a great state we really are, and where we should be the equality state, the rainbow state.
Exactly.
Let's make good on that promise.
Sam Hibbins, member for Paran from Victoria Greens, thank you so much for joining us. Great. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.